Nitsa, Julie Bishop said she raised Australia's deep concern about Iran's behaviour towards Israel when she met with her Iranian counterpart Mohammad Zarif in Canberra on Tuesday. Now, the pair met just days after Iran tested two ballistic missiles with "Israel must be wiped out" written in Hebrew and Persian on their sides. The sentiment echoes a number of statements from Iranian leaders over the years. Amid claims from opposition MPs and concerns in the Jewish community over the government's softening stance towards the Islamic Republic following last year's nuclear deal, Bishop told the Jewish News this week that a ministerial visit does not imply Australia accepts Iran's worldview or attitudes, but it provides an opportunity to raise issues that are of deep concern. Insisting she was able to convey messages in a forthright manner, Bishop said she raised the issue of the recent ballistic missile test, as well as the issues of the anti-Israel sentiments allegedly inscribed on the missiles. Now, Zarif defended the missile testing when he spoke at a joint press conference with Bishop and said that Iran has a right to defend itself. Missiles, he said, are a means of defense which we need, before challenging other Middle Eastern countries to state that they would only use their missiles in self-defense. We use far less resources in defense than others in the region, Zarif claimed. You can read full coverage of that story in this week's Jewish News. Julie Bishop spoke exclusively to the AJN on Tuesday after her meeting with Mohammad Zarif. Full coverage and reaction from the Jewish community in this week's Jewish News.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. And as you've all noticed, Evan's title before was Sydney journalist, and now he's a senior journalist. And I would like to take this opportunity, Evan, and congratulate you on this fantastic promotion in such a short time. You are indeed a very promising and talented young journalist.
Thank you, Nitsa, very much. It's going to be an exciting time for me at the Jewish News. I hope that readers continue picking up the paper each week and reading all the latest news and views in the Jewish News. And I look forward to continuing to talk to you and to your listeners every week.
And your colleague is moving on, Gareth.
That's right, Gareth Naransky, 5.5 years here at the Jewish News. It's a long time. He's off to the Australia-Israel Jewish Affairs Council. He starts tomorrow. We wish him all the very best of luck. We'll all be in touch with Gareth over the coming months and years here at the Jewish News. So we wish him mazel tov in the new role. And it's not goodbye, it's see you soon.
Yes, Gareth, this is fantastic. Really, really good achievement. Evan, you've reported in this week's edition of the Australian Jewish News about the pending visit to Australia of a Palestinian-American journalist that co-founded the anti-Israel website Electronic Intifada. Please tell us about it.
That's right. Ali Abanima is his name. He's a controversial Palestinian-American journalist who says that the two-state solution, as typically expressed, is no more than a last-ditch plan to save Zionism. Now, Abanima is set to visit Australia this week, where he will address a number of public events. He's due to speak in Sydney, Melbourne and Perth. But Nitsa, his visit is not without controversy, with the Department of Immigration and Border Protection only granting Abanima a visa last Wednesday. Now, the delay in granting him a visa prompted anger from pro-Palestinians, with Friends of Palestine WA starting a petition calling on the Minister for Immigration, Peter Dutton, to issue a visa to Abanima. The petition stated that the denial of an entry visa to enable Mr. Abanima to speak in Australia about the Israeli occupation of Palestine amounts to a denial of his right to freedom of speech. The petition also noted that former IDF Chief of Staff Benny Gantz was granted a visa to address fundraising events for the UAA, but in this case, he wasn't going to be granted a visa. That all changed on Wednesday when he was in fact granted a visa. He has a very controversial past, this Ali Abanima. In a 2009 article titled Why Israel Won't Survive, he wrote that Israel was founded as a Jewish state through the ethnic cleansing of Palestine's non-Jewish majority Arab population. He said Israel will keep trying, as it has for 60 years, to massacre Palestinians into submission. He said that Israel's achievement has been to make South Africa's apartheid leaders look wise, restrained and humane by comparison. And he also said that supporting Zionism is not atonement for the Holocaust, but its continuation in spirit. So a very controversial speaker who's been granted a visa to come to Australia to talk at public events. Robert Goot, the president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, came out this week saying that by denying the identity and right of self-determination of the Jewish people, Ali Abanima promotes anti-Jewish racism.
We are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, I followed very closely the story of a colleague of mine, ABC journalist Linton Bessa, that was detained in Malaysia. Can you please tell us about it?
That's right. Linton Bess's mother, Anne, spoke to the Jewish News this week and said she dropped to the ground into the fetal position and sobbed uncontrollably when she learned that her son, Jewish journalist Linton Bessa, had safely left Malaysia after being detained by police. Linton was in Malaysia when he and his Four Corners cinematographer were arrested after they asked the Malaysian Prime Minister a question about corruption. The pair had their passports taken away, were put under house arrest in a hotel, and then after intervention from the Australian government, were released more than 48 hours later. Anne Bessa sent her personal message of thanks to Foreign Minister Julie Bishop. Bishop told the Jewish News this week that she raised the issue at the highest possible level to ensure that the pair would be treated fairly. This is a good outcome. We are glad and relieved that this journalist and his cinematographer have been freed from Malaysia. More coverage of that story in this week's Jewish News.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the AJN. Evan, Jeremy Jones, now this is good news for a change. Jeremy Jones has received top honours at the 2016 Premier's Harmony Dinner.
That's correct. It's always nice to have a news story that's positive on page three. Communal stalwart Jeremy Jones received the Stepan Kerkesharian Harmony Award after serving the community for more than 40 years promoting multicultural and interfaith dialogue. Now, Jones, who's the Director of International and Community Affairs at the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, received his medal from New South Wales Premier Mark Baird at last week's event. The honour is awarded annually to recognise the contribution an achievement of an individual or an organization in promoting social cohesion, understanding and acceptance between members of New South Wales' differing cultural or faith communities. Now, Jeremy Jones said that he sees this award as a tribute to all his colleagues in anti-racism, Indigenous reconciliation, interfaith dialogue, multi-faith collaboration, and promotion of a kinder, more caring Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, and world. Jeremy Jones, of course, he's a founder of the Australian Partnership of Religious Organisations. He serves on the New South Wales Police Commissioner's Multicultural Advisory Council. He's the former president of the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, and he's currently in his 26th year on the executive of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. AJAC National Chairman Mark Liebler described the award as a richly deserved honour, while Colin Rubenstein, the Executive Director of AJAC, says that no one works harder or with more passion for interfaith and intercommunal harmony than Jeremy Jones. He said that Jeremy is an ornament not only to AJAC and the Australian Jewish community, but to Australian public life as a whole. A big mazel tov to Jeremy Jones on this honour. You can read more in this week's Jewish News.
Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Congratulations again, mazel tov, on your promotion, becoming a senior journalist. We wish you good luck and have a great week.